This is John Ching here with the winner of the Diversified Horticulture Entrepreneurship and Placement SAE, Nash McKenzie of the Boonville FFA chapter in Missouri. Nash, what was going through your mind when you heard your name called?
I was a lot of shock, I will say that. I didn't expect to win, but very grateful to win, definitely.
Can you tell me a little bit about your project?
I'm an owner-operator of my own lawn care company. We do mostly mowing and landscaping, and just kind of odds and ends stuff for people. I started it just 3 years ago, so it's growing very quickly and a lot faster than I ever thought it would. I'm glad I do it.
What were some of the challenges that you faced while working on your project?
So I started it the spring and summer of the COVID year, so 2020. So just getting people to try something new is different. But I'd say the hardest part was just deciding if whether you want to do it or not.
What's one of your favorite memories while working on your project?
Favorite memory is definitely just seeing a yard come to completion. I mean, just whether it's landscaping or just seeing the transformation, it makes it all worth it.
Obviously, you're very passionate about agriculture and FFA. So how did your FFA journey begin?
I started my freshman year of high school as soon as I could take it. I got really close with the ag teachers, and they've pushed me to become amazing with this. So,
this year is the 90th anniversary of the Blue FFA jacket. So what does your jacket mean to you?
It means a lot. I'll just start off with the fact that it gives a lot of opportunity to a lot of people, myself included, and I definitely wouldn't be where I'm at today without FFA. So,
what advice do you have for FFA members who are thinking about starting a new project or working on a current one?
Go do it. I mean, it's as simple as that. I would have never expected it to take off as much as it did, but go out and do it. And if you fail, you learn something from it.
Was there anything that surprised you while working on your project?
Definitely my growth, how fast I grew. I was very shocked that I would not think it would take off so quick, but I'm grateful that it did happen. So,
what does it mean to you to represent your home chapter and your home state of Missouri?
I'm a very homebody guy. I was born and raised in Boonville. I've probably spent the rest of my life there, and I'm proud of it. So just to be able to represent them has been the best part about this. So,
hailing from the Boonville FFA chapter in Missouri, that was Nash McKenzie, National Proficiency Award winner in Diversified Horticulture and Entrepreneurship and Placement. For National FFA, I'm John Ching.